There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Dukes of Hazzard will not be televised this evening in order that we may bring you the following special presentation.
Well, there's really nothing special about our second hour, but hey, we're here. Welcome, everybody.
It's some fun coming up.
It is. That's true. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk, streaming worldwide on our My Talk app, our My Talk website, and however you connect to us on your home device. I still can't figure that out. Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson and Holly D. Roberts. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. You're the best. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're the
best.
You're the very, very best. You're Tina Turner, simply the best.
You're the best ever.
Did you hear about the...
Yeah.
Before I get to the leftover stories from my trip, did you hear about the drama with the Tina Turner musical here? Everybody's got sick. Like, the entire cast got sick.
Yeah.
Except for, like, one person.
Gosh.
I'm not laughing at that. I mean, they had to ship in backups.
New Tinas.
Yeah. Multiple Tinas.
Wow.
They had understudies for understudies for understudies playing people.
Yeah.
So.
They're still, they were able to reopen, right? I know they had to cancel. So. Was it end of last week?
Yeah.
They had to cancel a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I know one person on the cast, actually, a gentleman named Chris Stevens, who's here. Luckily, he's not sick, but yeah, just so sending positive thoughts to the cast of Tina Turner the musical there.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Big waves keep on turning.
Yeah.
Brown Mary.
Wow, that hurt. That really hurt.
Got warm up to that.
Yeah. By the way, we dropped a new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers last night. This one is a full review of Tron. We talk about the drama, about the ride vehicles in this new roller coaster, Tron Light Cycle Run. And we also talk about an unfortunate incident involving the resort pool and Colin's outfit.
Oh.
So you will
too much chlorine.
You'll hear that story.
Oh.
Go download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers right now. Yeah, we dropped it last night. So, and I talked about Tron yesterday, but we go into more detail. Who's it for? Is it uncomfortable? Blah blah blah. Find us wherever you find podcasts. Okay, but so it doesn't really matter what day this was. We are at Epcot and we're getting ready to ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which you hear me talk about a lot. It's my favorite ride. I truly believe now that it's been a year and it's settled in,
mm-hmm.
it is the best ride Disney's ever done.
Wow.
Point.
Whoa. Oh, that is a statement.
Oh, and now that it's been a year and I thought, oh, maybe I'm just excited because it opened, you know, no. It is the only one of the few rides. I said this to Colin last night. I actually said on the podcast, too. The second I get off that ride, I would do anything, almost anything, to immediately be able to continuously ride that ride 5 or 6 times in a row. It is such a joy. It is the best ride I've ever been on. It really, really is.
Wow. What is this ride about? Is it a roller coaster?
It is a roller coaster.
Okay.
Here's the simplest way I can describe it. Have you been in the Haunted Mansion? Anybody listening? Lex and Holly, you've been on the Haunted Mansion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic ride. Opened in the 60s at Disneyland and Disney World.
Right.
You know how the cars that you're sitting in turn in certain directions to point you? You know, they want you to look at certain things. Those ride vehicles, you're in like it looks like a little canopy thing.
Yeah.
And they turn.
Yeah.
Think of that technology in a roller coaster.
Wow. So it stops?
No, it doesn't stop.
You watch a little thing?
No.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, it keeps going.
Think of the turning technology, but on a roller coaster.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to burn.
Yeah.
No. But not spinny. It's not a spinny ride. It's not. I want to be very clear. It
just pivots and it comes back.
It smoothly, as you're going around the track, and it doesn't go upside down, as you're going on this ride, it turns you also to what it wants you to watch, because there are screens everywhere telling a story while you're hearing a great song, one of six songs, either Disco Fever, September, Conga by Gloria Estefan, Everybody Rules the World. You can get one of six songs. You want Conga, trust me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's just the best ride ever, 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 ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy at Epcot.
That's a big deal that you're saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially now a year. Oh, year afterwards, now that it's settled, every time I'm on it, I feel like I want to just get right back on it. I'm like, who do I need to sleep with to just keep on riding this ride continuously? So we're getting ready to ride that ride. And there's a brand new Starbucks at Epcot Center, because they're remodeling Epcot, and this open, it's a giant Starbucks. And it's one where they filter you in one entrance, and then you can either go to the left where there are two checkout areas, or to the right where there are another two checkout areas. So they, you know, and you serpentine, it's a little queue. We were there, and I'm not joking. The managers thought it would be a great idea to put not one, not two, not three, but all four registers with trainees.
Oh, so, no.
At Disney World on a Sunday afternoon. So just think about that. It is spring, getting to be spring break season. The parks are crazy.
Yeah.
And you think it's a great idea to load every register with new folks. Oh. I felt as much as irritated as I was. We waited about 45 minutes in line.
Wow.
The longest line we waited in the entire time we were at Disney this weekend was for Starbucks.
You got to get that caffeine, Jason. You got to get that caffeine.
And I'm not kidding. That is not hyperbole.
What point do you just walk away?
Colin, did you think about it, walking away?
Colin kept, like, having to pet. He was trying to lower my anxiety. Colin corrected me. Oh, it was Saturday at 10 a.m., even worse. Saturdays are horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say Saturdays.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Kyle.
Do you think they had any alternatives, though?
I don't know. There were three managers yucking it up, like standing around.
Oh, and see, the managers could have taken over.
As frustrated as I was, I did feel bad for the trainees, because some of them look nervous.
Yeah.
You know, they see the line growing.
Oh.
And I'm like, why not just put one and one? You know what I mean? Like, one regular employee and then one trainee on one side and then one trainee on the other side and all four? All four new people? No. No, Glinda. Ooh. No.
Did they have a like a name tag? How'd you know they were new?
Because they had someone standing behind them training them. And they had a little green thing on their name tag.
And they didn't step in?
Ooh. Oh, no. They were letting them handle. And the line is just ballooning.
Mm, yeah, trial by fire.
And so were tempers. Oh, yeah. I get it has to be done.
But oof,
not all four. So, yeah, it was crazy. It was just, Colin goes, this is the longest, we've waited for Starbucks.
But did
we
you get,
are pathetic.
Did you get your beverage at the end? Did you actually receive caffeine?
Yeah.
Good.
I refused.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. A little bit later, I'll talk about my talk. I couldn't wait to tell you my talkers, because I know you'll love it. The inside dish on the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yes!
Which is really becoming one of my favorite festivals. I'll tell you why. My talkers, you'll love this. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, some TV talk. How does Alexis feel about HBO's giant hit, The Last of Us? Has she changed her tune? We'll find out next. Hi, friends. Every month at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, there is a new selection of promotions going on. And I am thrilled to tell you about Marches. That's right. Are you getting ready to maybe do a spring reunion or some photos and you want to look your best? How about this? Hydrafacial Deluxe. This is like Uber Hydrafacial. The Deluxe Hydrafacial includes all the essentials from their signature Hydrafacial treatment while amplifying your results with the addition of Hydrafacial boosters and LED light therapy. I've had several Hydrafacials, and you walk out, and I know this sounds cheesy, but you really do glow. It's great. So make your appointment for Hydrafacial Deluxe. $229 this month, and that's a good savings. And don't forget, if you mention me and you're new, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, any diner.
Lori and Julia
here. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything The Lion King.
Oh,
Jace, Alexa, Holly, Hakuna Matata.
Although I do have a lot of worries.
Wow.
From The Last of Us.
Really? What's going on?
Yeah, guys. Okay, so, you know, that episode 3 was so dynamic. I was all in, and then I watched 4. And then last night I watched the 5th episode. There are 8 available now. That one premiered on Sunday. And I finished 8, and I have found that I'm not, like, gung-ho to just continue on. And I wonder if you guys are feeling the same way. Have you guys been keeping up with The Last of Us on HBO Max?
Lex, I feel exactly the same way. I am struggling. Steam, huh? I have several to catch up on.
Yeah.
And I have a middling desire to go back. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I was like dragging myself to just start this next episode. And I'm like, why? And then maybe... You know, there's something at the end of this that episode that, wow, it's what an ending. So in some ways, like, wow, we can't wait to see the next episode. But up for a lot of it, it felt very just lagging and boring almost.
Really?
Yeah.
Holly, are you watching this? I can't remember.
I watched the 3rd episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's about it. My husband... This is a Sunday story for him, and I will share with you that he watched the most recent episode.
Okay.
And he said that was a fantastic hour of television.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So he said the most recent one that dropped of The Last of Us on Sunday night was a fantastic hour of TV.
Yes.
I'm not in a headspace right now, truthfully, where I can really take on apocalyptic narratives about fungus that's going to just like eat me alive. Sometimes you got to self-care. And that's my self-care.
Guys, is that Lex?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay.
That has to be part of it because there's so many things that could trigger just feelings of like, oh, you turn it off and you're like, oh, I feel worse than I did when I started this. Like, I do want to know what's happening, but am I ready? I have to almost mentally prepare for it. And so that's been kind of my thing with The Last of Us. But Holly, I'm glad that you said that because I did see headlines that the young lady who plays,
Bella
mm-hmm. deserves an award for the performance.
Yes.
Of Tess.
Yes. And
Bella.
Chip agrees for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's the shining hope that we continue on. I mean, feel like we're already in, but yeah, I just don't feel myself like, and yeah, it sounds like you guys same thing.
I couldn't put my finger on it. And I think, Holly, I said subconscious. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is a little subconscious. But I think that's what it is. It's so, because look around. I mean, there's so many things going on. And we have our eye off the ball because we're worried about drag queen story time. God, yeah. I just can't. You know what I mean? We're mm-hmm. worried about these innocuous things that are just, oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah, we just want to add to the list.
We just, and there are actually...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Big problems happening that we're not paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of it. I think it's just like it's rough enough right now. It's kind of the reason, you know, Lex, it's what I felt about Handmaid's Tale.
Oh,
when that,
yes.
You know, I tried to watch that right as the pandemic was happening, and I'm like, not happening.
No, it's exactly the same. I do keep up with that show, but it has to be a reminder of and a mindset like, okay, I can deal with this today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like watching this last season of The Handmaid's Tale. They come out last summer.
Yeah.
It felt like a chore.
Yeah.
And it just, you got to practice pop culture self-care sometimes and recognize
that
even if some narratives are very popular, you could just opt out. It's okay.
Yeah.
And watch The Golden Girls.
We need a respite. John agrees. He says he emailed us. Episode 8 is amazing of The Last of Us. Best episode yet and a great setup for the finale, which is already next week already.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish this
because yes.
I wanna but wow, I'm behind 3.
Yeah.
I'm behind 3.
I was just wondering if you guys felt the same way. I feel
Lex,
validated here because
you please do.
I'm like, I'm only on episode 5 and still have 3 more to go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You've got mail.
Megan in Minnesota writes, I love The Last of Us, but I'm struggling with the fact that there are only 2 main characters. Understanding the video game, the show is based on, I don't understand that. Anyway, the last episode was fantastic, though. So Megan agrees. Everyone's loving this last episode.
Yeah. Oh, she's saying understanding the video game helps with understanding the show. Yeah.
Barefoot Contessa.
Hey, girl.
I stopped watching The Last of Us. It's boring, and as I watch it, it feels like a show I've already seen 1,000 times before. But my sister-in-law, Tammy, disagrees. She just texted, it gets better.
Yeah.
My nieces and Tammy love it. But Taylor, my brother-in-law, not so much, which shocks me.
Interesting.
And Tammy also said episode 8 is great. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it just gets. We just have to. Yeah, through 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah. But then when do you just stop because it feels like homework or it feels like some kind of obligation and not something that you're actually enjoying?
Because like right now,
I don't know.
Like last night, I caught up with RuPaul. I caught up with Next Level Chef. Oh God, I love Next Level Chef so much. But the guy that I wanted to go home did not. I have 2 people I do not like on that show.
They're still there.
Both of them are still there.
Oh, man.
Both of them are still there. One is that Chris guy. I can't stand him. And there's another one that I'm actively rooting for their failure. And I hate to. I'm not proud of myself, but it's just a reality show. So I don't think I'm a horrible human, but I'm twisting my mustache. And I'm hoping to tie him and Lily and Gish to a train track. Because it's a he, and I want him off the show so bad. So very bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand him because they're a social media person that drives me crazy. They're an influencer, and you know how much I love those.
Ooh, influencer.
Yeah.
Aren't we all influencers, Chase?
No.
No, okay, all
no.
right.
No. We actually, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, but we hear you.
Yeah, there's different levels. Uh-huh.
There's different levels.
We hear
anyway,
you.
But yeah. So no, my point bringing Next Level Chef and Holly, that's what I feel like. I want to, that's a joy to watch.
Right.
I don't feel like it's a chore. I get excited to watch it. Like The Golf Show, Full Swing. I got to finish that. And I'm excited.
Oh, right.
I'm excited to finish it. It's not a chore. I don't even feel
out.
Like it's work for our show. What?
I did not love Full Swing.
You didn't?
No, we talked about that while you were gone.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
I am shocked.
Yeah. I find them to be kind of asshats. And that first episode, it just went on and on and on and on. But I haven't gone beyond that, which I did say I will give it a three taste try, and I have completely forgotten to go back to Full Swing.
Oh my God!
Mike. What?
I know. I was surprised too. I even said that with Burke.
I would have laid money that you would have liked it.
Yeah.
What?
I know, Oprah. I know. She's shocking me this morning.
Shocked myself. Remember how we were talking about it? I was like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
This Perk
definitely
like
seems
it?
Up my alley. He hadn't watched it yet.
Okay. He would like it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lexa Lou.
I think. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
If he does.
Yeah.
I'm hoping and I'm glad that they're going to go beyond the frenemy narrative there with the two young guys who, you know, played golf growing up together.
Yeah.
I think that was maybe because I find them kind of annoying.
Yeah. No, Lex. Oh, please keep going.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give it another chance. It's actually a reminder to do it. Full swing.
Get what I did there?
Yeah.
get what I did there?
Yeah. Okay. We'll do a full swing.
On Netflix. Okay. So the shows we talked about to recap. We talked about The Last of Us on HBO Max. We talked about Next Level Chef. That is on Fox on demand.
Yep.
And then Full Swing is on Netflix. Just to do a wrap up, if you just tuned in, you're like, what the hell are they talking about? when we come back, it's game time. Stay with us.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
What are you doing here? At the moment, I'm having some lovely non-burn champagne and velvet smooth caviar. Not the kind you serve, Alexis.
This has been the Dynasty Slap of the Day.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. In the morning on My Talk. MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason with Lex. And Holly, that's Dominique Devereaux telling Alexis Carrington Colby Dexter Rowan that she has just served her burnt champagne. I have a great, from my favorite t-shirt company, Tee Public, I have a great t-shirt with Dominique Devereaux saying that she never drinks burnt champagne.
Oh, man.
Because that's a famous scene from Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those two together, the late, great Diane Carroll and Joan Collins together on screen. Mm, oh, we were lucky in the 80s. Mm. As Holly would say, chef's kiss.
That's
on that one,
right.
Girl. Chef's kiss. Seeing those two together. We're so glad you're here. Sit back, relax. Let us entertain you. Let us take your mind off the troubles of the world. Well, a few of them. We can't do anything about global warming or anything, but we can make you laugh. With this,
it's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
While we play Would You Rather today, you're going to enjoy sounds from department stores in the 1970s.
Mm, wonderful. Can't wait to stop at Lerner.
I love Lerner.
Oh, man.
I loved Lerner. Oh, my God. My mom loved Lerner. Then I'm going to go to Chess King and County Seat. It'll be great. Okay, here we go. I'm making use of my now $5 a month Would You Rather app. I got to send these receipts to my accountant. Okay, here we go. Nope. Can't do that one.
Family Oop. Show.
Can't do that one.
Oh, no. A family show.
Oh, this is fun. Let's start with a fun one.
All right.
Would you rather work as a secret hotel guest or work as a professional traveler?
Oh, professional traveler.
Holly?
Yes.
Agree with Alexis, 100% professional traveler.
That's my goal in life, actually, when I really think about it.
Not to be a contrarian.
Yeah.
But Colin and I, that's a kind of a dream. If we could retire, that's what we would do, is be a secret hotel guest.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ever since I was a kid, I was fascinated with big hotels. I love hotels, and we walk through hotels and we're like, okay, we would do this, we would change this, we would do that. We would be great secret shoppers for hotels.
Both would be equally fun.
Yeah.
So it's hard to choose.
Because, see, I'm also, because you're going to travel anyway as a hotel guest.
Well, I was going to say the opposite, too. Like, it's both, they go hand in hand.
I guess,
you're traveling,
yeah.
You're staying in hotels, too. So.
Oh, I just want to, like, go to Patagonia and sleep on a rock.
Oh, true.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready? I'm ready, universe!
Yeah. Rock! I would rather sleep in a Hilton bed and
just review the hotels
and smell that great Westin fragrance. Yeah, get my Marriott points. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have no tongue or have no teeth?
Oh yeah, by teeth. I need my tongue. Sorry, opposite. By teeth.
Lex needs your tongue, y'all.
Body of a tongue, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to get rid of my teeth.
Yeah, my teeth.
Bad teeth.
Applesauce and yogurt.
Yeah, because then how can you even... Okay, so if you have teeth,
yeah,
but you don't have a tongue...
Yeah, you're... Mm.
Are you going to have to baby bird all your food? Like, get somebody else to preach you? Or, like, I don't know. There are logistics that I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
I could just do liquid with the tongue.
True.
I would rather have no teeth.
You can gum it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some advantages to that. Okay, moving on.
What do you mean?
Okay.
That's our after show, Lex.
Please elaborate. I'm not sure what you mean, Jace.
That's our new after show podcast.
This is a family program.
Oh, right.
Listen to us at midnight. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have a threesome in the shower or hook up in a public toilet?
Oh.
With one person? Or is the threesome also out?
You can have, I guess it's just a hookup, whatever you deem as a hookup.
Oh, man. Oof. Both sound exhausting. Oh, my gosh. Who's got time for that?
Mm-hmm.
Atta girl.
I guess I'm doing a threesome in the shower. We're going to go there. We might as well go all the way, baby.
Ollie?
I'm tired, too. I really am. Like, when I get home, I'm like, I look forward to eating peanut butter out of the jar and taking a nap.
Yeah. Jammy life. Bras off.
Ollie doesn't even open the drawer for a spoon.
Nah, just lick it.
Yeah. Without your teeth.
Yeah, your teeth or tongue.
I love it, my pin book. I'm hooking up in the stall in the public restroom.
Yeah, I guess it gets over.
I want it to be the nice kind of restroom where they have the mouthwash at the station. And then, you know what? It can be like 3 minutes and then we're done. There's too many logistical issues with the shower. And I know.
Turn it on.
Yeah, and you got to make sure that it's the tub with those little non-slip stickers on the bottom that are shaped like seashells. Remember those?
Yes.
Yes.
That is so true. You know, slip and slide. I think if I was in the threesome, I would just be like, I'm in the corner and I'll just stand here.
That's not how threesomes work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't do it. Just let them do the work.
Alexis, you can't
be
do
like,
it.
I got cramps.
No.
My leg hurts.
You can't do a Jerry Falwell Jr. in this scenario. I'm sorry.
I'd be the threesome, the lazy threesome. The lazy third.
10 points for the Jerry Falwell Jr. reference. No, Lex, it's been a while for me, too, but I don't think that's how threesomes work.
I'll just be like, you guys go ahead. Ow.
What about you, Jason?
I'll keep the water temperature right.
Oh, I hate wet nookie. Ugh,
yeah.
I do not enjoy. There's a Jason fun fact.
Is there a bench?
Don't touch me in the shower. I do not like shower nook. Ugh. I am there for one reason and one reason only, to zestfully clean myself.
Yeah. Do that thing with the towel at the end.
That's right. I am hooking up in a public toilet with one person, not two. Oh, God, I barely want to be touched by one.
Boy, we're a lot of fun. We are just a lot of fun.
If you,
we're
listening,
tired.
If,
now.
The, if the listening public hasn't figured it out, the morning show is great to live with.
Look, I shared this on my Instagram story. I come home the other day. My husband's I bought a shirt for you because it made me think of you. And I was like, well, that's nice. It's a t-shirt, a bootleg t-shirt with the little Debbie girl on the front. And it says, STFU, I'm tired. It's like, I thought of you.
That's love right there.
Yeah. That is love. That's,
I'll wear it to work someday.
If you've ever listened to the three of us and you thought, oh, God, it would be fun to be married to one of them. No, it's not. We are horrible to live with. So let's close this up.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
This has been Would You Rather.
Yes, it sure has.
We're going to take a break. She is actually a delight. We're going to talk to Liz.
We should ask her about a threesome.
Exactly. Oh. It's Liz when we return. Hey, everybody. It's Jason for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They're open now Tuesday, 2 to 5, happy hour. Happy hour actually runs Tuesday through Friday from 2 to 5. So get in there. Now, if you can't make happy hour, how about brunch? That's right. All Red Rabbit and Red Cow locations have brunch, and it's so good. Okay, you can't make brunch? How about lunch? That's right. You pick two combo for $15, half sandwich, half salad, or a cup of soup. Pick two of those, boom, you have yourself a lunch and a great deal. Now, if you can't make any of that, how about a fish fry? Mm-hmm. It is fish fry season. That's right, instead of yard sale season, it's fish fry season. So I've given you about 15 reasons to run to Red. See full menus because they're available for takeout as well at redcowmn.com and redrabbitmn.com. Run to Red.
Hi, it's Mary T.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk, Everything Entertainment, Everything Little Debbie. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
I need that shirt, Holly.
We'll get some for the crew. Yes.
Woo! It'll be the morning show shirt this year. We have Second Chance Romance coming up at the top of the third hour and more. But right now, let's talk to our buddy.
Well, Liz, I think we need to talk.
She's a sweetie.
Well, I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz. Well, hello, Liz, who joins us on the phone. Hi, Liz.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning, Liz. We're great.
How are you?
I'm glad to hear that.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and I got a story for you.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, perfect. Oh, we love up? It. Go ahead.
Okay, you remember last week when we were talking about cold and hot water? Have you ever heard of heavy water?
Oh, that's right. We did true or false, Lex.
Okay.
True or false, that's right. And one water sounds, there's a difference in the sound when pouring hot water compared to cold. That's right. Yes, continue.
Yeah. Well, I got another story for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of heavy water?
No.
Heavy water.
Okay, during the Second World War, at the very beginning of the Second World War, the Germans developed a factory in Norway to make heavy water. And the reason they needed heavy water is because it was one of the ingredients that you use in making an atomic bomb.
Oh!
And so the Allies really got worried about this, so they sent some troops over there and blew up the factory where the Nazis were making the heavy water.
Wow.
So that delayed the process a little bit in building an atomic bomb.
Really?
Really.
Do they just pump up the hydrogen, or how are they doing that?
It's heavy water.
Yeah.
It's called heavy water.
Hmm.
And I don't know what's in the heavy water, but whatever, it's an ingredient that has to be involved with making an atom bomb. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Heavy water for me.
History buff in me.
Yeah.
Liz, heavy water for me is cheap vodka. That's what it is for me.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
I'd rather have that than heavy water. Oh, boy. Oh, okay.
Heavy water. I have never heard of that.
Oh, well, you know, I took a history class when I was at college, and that was one of the things they were talking about when they were talking about the Second World War.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all the different things that the Germans were trying to do to create weapons. And nobody had ever given it a thought that they already had enough information that they could build an atom bomb too. You know, that was why the United States got worried, you know, and I had to find out how they could make an atom bomb.
Wow. I didn't even realize that was a concept or a thing. You know what, Lex?
Yeah, put that on your recipe card.
Yeah, there you go.
Wonder if Brunch with Babs working on that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You mean I could do that at home? Oh, heavy water. No.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, oh, there are weird things in this world.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, speaking of water, frozen water, did you hear we might get another snowstorm, Liz?
Yeah, I did, and I thought that's just what we need.
Exactly.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, more of the same old expressions that we used to have or something else.
Whoop-de-doo, yep.
That's fun to say.
It is fun to say. Mm-hmm. I know. It just feels like, and we try not to complain a lot about the weather, but the problem is, this just feels like the never ending. The winter is just, well, it is going to be the snowiest winter on record for years, I think, once it's all said and done.
Out in California.
Oh my God. Yes. Talk about heavy water. Oh my.
They've got enough of it to float the, create another Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
My folks live out there. And I remember just a few years ago, it was like, oh, we need water. Everything's dead and dry. And it's like, well, here you go.
Yep, you're making up for it.
Right. Yeah. But what's so scary is they're still not going to make up the deficit that they need to fill a lot of the reservoirs out there. And that's,
I know,
if you think of it that way, it's like, oh, my goodness. I mean, a lot of the streams and lakes that have been draining over the last few years, they're back up, but it's not going to be permanent. So,
Yeah. And you know what an aquifer is. You know, that's the water that's underground.
Yeah.
They've been draining a lot of that water out, too, to use for the crops. And so I'm wondering if they're going to get enough of that water back, too.
I hope so.
I hope so.
The earth needs a little good news, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, have a good week, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, you all have a good week, and keep smiling.
Keep smiling. Thanks, that's right.
We love
you, Liz.
Bye.
We love you. Coming up next, we won't be smiling. It's the one, the only, Second Chance Romance. Don't even ask, Lex. Don't even ask.
Let's find love.
We'll be right back.